Okay, 16, how you read now?
Last clear.
Okay, we lost comm there temporarily. You can go ahead now with the readback on that anytime you're ready.
Okay, did you get my question about Verb 46?
Negative, but we have a caution note that says do not key Verb 46 enter while this EMP is in to prevent Saturn DAP actually coming on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what you would do then is we're going to set Saturn DAP and average G in order to prevent course aligning in the event middle gimbal picks up a spurious signal. To do this, we set Verb 48 with a now 46 digit A is set to a 3. Then we set the average G flag with a Verb 25907, address 75, bit 1, set it to a 1. Then we can call P-52 normally, and if the glitch occurs, it'll be ignored. I assume from this that if the glitch occurs sometime while we're in the process of taking marks, that we can get some kind of garbage out of P-52, but it should be obvious. And from what you gave me on this list up at the top, it looks like normally we would not run across a TVC enabled during that period. At the completion of a 52, we go back into a Verb 48, and now we take down 46 back to its original values. Then we reset the average G flag by taking channel 75 bit 1 to a 0 using Verb 25907. And the restriction on this EMP is that we will not use Verb 46 at any time while this is punched in.
That's affirmative, kid.
Okay, do you have some words on how we handle a P-40?
Okay, Ken, in the P-40s, what we're thinking about, and we haven't completely decided now, is that we'll probably use this EMP before and after the TVC gimbal check, and we may move the TVC gimbal check earlier or before the burn so that we have plenty of time to get this thing in and out.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay, now I've got the last shovel full here, if you're ready to copy.
Okay, I got my bucket out.
Okay, if you should lose the platform alignment, we'll do the same thing we tried last night, a Verb 23, noun 20, enter, Verb 40, enter, and then go to the checklist, G7-1, and do the rapid IMU realign.
Okay, Don. If we tumble this thing again, we're going to release the platform by setting now 20 to zeros. And we do that with a Verb 23, now 20, enter, and then we release the platform with a Verb 40, enter, and then we go through page G7-1 and get a rapid alignment to the GDC. Now that assumes that what happened to us was a glitch in the middle gimbal. If I understood your conversation, it's possible to have a glitch in one of the other gimbals, is that correct?
That's correct. That will not, however, get you into the problem that causes the platform to go into course of land. And also, we were advised that while this EMP is in, you shouldn't have the problem with losing the platform alignment.
Okay. If we get this glitch in one of the other axes, and we have the controls enabled, I assume one of the things we'd see would be some unusual thruster activity.
That's affirmative, and in that case, I guess all you need...
Proper correction. Well, I'm trying to figure out what we do if we have a... Say we're in an attitude hold. If we have that glitch occur right now, and with our engines disabled, I don't think there'd be any way I'd see it until I went to use some auto optics or something. And if we were in an attitude hold, it appears to me that I would see a DAP that appeared to be unstable in the axis that it was going for, or at least a takeoff for someplace other than where it is. And we would go to SCS momentarily, and the proper response would be a MERP 40 enter and allow the CMC to zero and recount the IMU CDUs. Is that correct?
Right out.
This TVC enable that we're talking about that's used for the gimbal drive test. Now that's a function only of the gimbal drive test and not a function of the setting of the trims in P40, is that correct?
That's Brody.
Okay, so our P40 then would be something like we would go out and we'll get a gimbal drive check for you folks early. Then we'll turn the gimbals back off probably. I'm just reiterating what I understand you're doing.
Omni switch coming up, 16, stand by.
And,
stand by 16, we're switching Omni.